David Letterman may soon be getting a new late-night home. The problem is, it's at Ted Koppel's television address, Nightline. Reports that ABC is trying to lure Letterman away from CBS and simultaneously drop Nightline, one of the most respected programs on television, buffeted the industry today. David Letterman is reportedly unhappy at CBS, and ABC executives have said that Nightline isn't as relevant as it used to be. Bill Carter broke the story today for the New York Times. Mr. Carter, two legendary shows here, one entertainment, the other news. Surely one would think there's room in this industry for both of them.
Well, there has been up to now. I mean, that's one of the things that was sort of attractive about Nightline all along, was that it was not the same kind of show that was being done on CBS and NBC. It was a destination for a viewer to go to who wanted to see the news of the day. And unfortunately, ABC feels like it's not the same as it used to be and can't work as well and financially is not as lucrative.
Did the news of ABC executives trying to lure David Letterman away from CBS come as a surprise to people at Nightline?
Yes. that's an understatement. They were shocked. They had no clue this was going on. I think they're still trying to figure out how to react.
Why is David Letterman so unhappy at CBS? I mean, his barbs towards CBS executives are, you know, almost as famous as the top 10 list. But at the same time, he's an American icon there, and he is making $20 million a year.
He's always felt like their audience doesn't match up, their primetime audience doesn't match up well with his audience. You know, he's a little bit hamstrung in trying to compete with Jay Leno on The Tonight Show. Overall, though, there's personalities involved. He really does not have a good relationship with the head of CBS, Leslie Moonves. And I think you have to say, though, that Moonves has good relationship with other talent, and Dave has never had a good relationship with his bosses, so that's kind of a consistent pattern on his part.
So that may not be so thoroughly surprising, but the possibility of eliminating a show, you know, many of us have grown up with Nightline, of course. For 22 years, it's been on the air. It came on as America held hostage during the Iran crisis.
Right.
It seems unique.
It is, and Ted Koppel is he's a giant. It's hard to think of anybody who's a better interviewer or ever has been.
What does it say about ABC's commitment to news?
It says that ABC right now is under duress financially and is looking for ways to solve that. Their primetime schedule has literally collapsed on them and they're in terrible distress there and falling far short of their advertiser guarantees. They can't make them up in late night because the audience isn't right there. It's an older audience. And Letterman is a star who can literally take an empty space and make a successful show out of it, which is what he did at CBS, and they think he'd do the same thing over at ABC.
Mm-hmm. What do you think will happen if Nightline is bumped off the air? Will it go to another time slot at ABC earlier? Will it go to some other network?
I would be surprised, given the justifiable pride that Nightline has in its product, if they just did what ABC asked them to do. I think, if possible, they may move. I could see them going to a cable network. Any cable network would be on their knees to get a show that good and to get a talent like Ted Koppel. On the other hand, I don't think it's a sure thing that Letterman is leaving. I think that's a very big decision for him to make, and he may wind up staying, and then ABC will have basically set fire to their relationship with Ted Koppel without getting Letterman.
Well, thank you very much. Bill Carter is a reporter for The New York Times.
Nice to be with you.